We've heard a lot of talk about transportation projects deferred all across the state, but somehow WashDOT has managed to scare up funding for one new bridge. This one won't carry cars or trains, though. It's for animals. I-90, east of Snoqualmie Pass, cuts through prime wildlife habitat. And when animals want to walk from the lake on one side to the forest on the other, they're faced with a four-lane highway packed with speeding vehicles. So the state was called in to build a special bridge overpass. Ross Reynolds talked it over with project manager Brian White.
A lot of people think it's just for deer and elk, and it's for them. It's for the bears, it's the bobcat, the lynx, the small critters too, snakes. We have alligator lizards that use this corridor. It's for them, the pikas. You know, you think of a traditional bridge, what's concrete deck and concrete barrier. Well, you know, wildlife doesn't like that to cross. And so we're putting topsoil on the bridge. We're planting it with plants and stuff. And so it connects the habitats for the wildlife.
What about hikers? Will they be able to walk over this bridge?
So a couple questions we always get is from recreational people that want to use it or hunters. They want to know if they can hunt there. But let's face it, why are we building this bridge? We're building it for wildlife to move over the highway. It's not for recreation. It's really not for hunting. It's really just for the wildlife. That's what these bridges are for.
Why do they have to cross? Why can't they just stay on their side?
So, you know, from the wildlife's perspective and for wildlife management perspective, you want the wildlife to move through that habitat. And you don't want to isolate the species because then they start becoming a little genetically different. You want that wildlife to be able to cross and go to its natural habitats. You know, if you kind of isolate all the wildlife onto one side, they start overusing the resources. And so to make sure that there's enough resources for that wildlife, we wanted to make I-90 permeable. And so it's kind of taken that transportation project and taken a look at the context-sensitive solution. We made sure our project fit in with the rivers and streams that were up there, the wetlands, and then the other component is the wildlife.
Now, how can you be sure that the wildlife will cross the bridge?
Sure. It's a lot of questions we get is, you know, if you build it, will they come? But we located our structures where our wildlife monitoring showed us that, hey, wildlife is in this area. This is where it's trying to move. The other thing that we're looking at doing, too, is fencing so that it channels wildlife to use the structure.
What do you have to say to those people who say, hey, I'm not really happy with the roads and bridges that I use. Why is the Department of Transportation building bridges for animals?
So, you know, as part of this project to ensure that we met the needs of the Forest Service plan, we had to address it. And we are redoing bridges that the traveling public's using. And we're also doing these bridges for wildlife connectivity. And this structure is just part of the solution up there to address safety on the corridor. We do have accidents where people are running into wildlife. It's not good for the wildlife and not good for that person that's in the car. So it really, from a freight economic perspective, for recreation, and for the wildlife, it benefits all of us.
You've been in transportation for two decades. How do you see the future of transportation that serves wildlife, humans, and the landscape? I mean, we're adding this bridge on. Should we be planning for this ahead of time?
Yeah, so I think the future of transportation is changing, and we really are taking a proactive look at how does our project fit in with a community? How does it fit in with the landscape that surrounds our project? For an urban area, a lot of people want multimodal. They want the bike-ped solutions included as part of the project. So it's just taking that approach and making sure our project fits in the community. That's where the department and I think transportation is really heading for. Now, when I say that, though, you got to realize that comes with a cost. And so we will do it. It's just you have to realize if you want those extra pieces with your project, bike lanes, wildlife overcrossings, there is a cost that goes with that.
Brian White is Washington Department of Transportation Project Manager for I-90's new wildlife crossing.